Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Golda and Dir Mezuchas Nazir Daf Lamed Alef, the beginning of the fifth parak Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the opening mission of the fifth parak states, Beis Shammai say hektish talus hektish. Hektish made an error is still hektish. Beis Hillel say is not hektish. The first example given is Amar Shor Shachar Shiyatsim Beis Rishon Haru hektish. One who said the black ox which will leave my house first is hektish. V'yatsa lavan, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is hektish, and Beis Hillel say it is not. The more explains Beis Shammai's source, the Alfin Tchilas hektish mesov hektish, because we derive original hektish from secondary hektish, meaning tamura, where one animal is substitute for an animal of hektish, and both become kadosh. Ma tamura fiel betel is just as tamura is effective even in error. A drasha teaches that when one substitutes a different animal than he intended, it is still effective, af hektish afil betaus. So too, original hektish is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of hektish cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing hektish. Although the Gemara will explain our mission differently, it will later prove that Beis Shammai definitely do hold that erroneous hektish is effective, and Beis Hillel disagree. Pointing to the Gemara objects that our mission cannot be compared to Tamura made in error, because his term, the black ox which will leave first, was not fulfilled at all, since a white one left first. This is akin to one who declared Tamura should take effect at midday, which certainly does not take effect until the prescribed time. Therefore, Rav Papa interprets our mission differently. Lekach ne'amar rishon ukshiyatz rishon. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first from among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rav Papa, hektish betaus does not refer here to erroneous hektish, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. Rav Papa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave which is hektish, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox which actually left first, which is hektish. According to the Rush, although the Gemara proves afterwards that Beis Shammai do hold erroneous hektish is effective, Rav Papa still maintains that it cannot be the explanation for our Mishnah because of the Gemara's question above. And pointing with the Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house, the black ox which left first is hektish, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one hektish. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous hektish. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish, when one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he would be satisfied being makdish a silver one. Although the third case discusses a presumed barrel of wine, which was discovered to be oil, and oil is more valuable, so we should not accept that he'd be willing to be makdish the oil. B'glila shana dechamra adi memashka, it was taught regarding glila, where wine is more valuable than oil. Our Mishnah proves, then, that white oxen are less valuable than black ones. Rav Chisu said that white oxen more valuable was referring to Carmonian oxen. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The opening mission of the fifth parak states, Beis Shammai say hektish talus hektish. Hektish made an error is still hektish. Beis Hillel say is not hektish. The first example given is, Amar Shor Shachar Shiyatsim Beis Rishon Haru hektish. One who said, the black ox which will leave my house first is hektish. V'yatsa lavan, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is hektish, and Beis Hillel say it is not. The more explains Beis Shammai's source, the Alfin Tchilas hektish mesov hektish, because we derive original hektish from secondary hektish, meaning tamura, where one animal is substitute for an animal of hektish, and both become kadosh. Ma tamura fiel betel is just as tamura is effective even in error. A drasha teaches that when one substitutes a different animal than he intended, it is still effective, af hektish afil betaus. So too, original hektish is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of hektish cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing hektish. Although the Gemara will explain our mission differently, it will later prove that Beis Shammai definitely do hold that erroneous hektish is effective, and Beis Hillel disagree. Pointing to the Gemara objects that our Mishnah cannot be compared to Tamura made in error, because his term, the black ox which will leave first, was not fulfilled at all, since a white one left first. This is akin to one who declared Tamura should take effect at midday, which certainly does not take effect until the prescribed time. Therefore, Rav Papa interprets our Mishnah differently. Lekach ne'amar rishon ukshiyatz rishon. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first from among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rav Papa, hektish betaus does not refer here to erroneous hektish, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. Rav Papa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave which is hektish, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox which actually left first, which is hektish. According to the Rush, although the Gemara proves afterwards that Beis Shammai do hold erroneous hektish is effective, Rav Papa still maintains that it cannot be the explanation for our Mishnah because of the Gemara's question above. And point Rav Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house. The black ox which left first is Hektish, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one Hektish. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous Hektish. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish, when one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he would be satisfied being makdish a silver one. Although the third case discusses a presumed barrel of wine, which was discovered to be oil, and oil is more valuable, so we should not accept that he'd be willing to be makdish the oil, but glila shana de chamra adim emashka, it was taught regarding glila, where wine is more valuable than oil. Our Mishnah proves, then, that white oxen are less valuable than black ones. Rav Chisu said that white oxen more valuable was referring to Carmonian oxen. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Alef, and our standard Siman relates to the law. We use a judge as the Siman, a judge. So here goes. The hairy judge at the annual ox competition who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hektish winner was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. Once again, in slow motion. The hairy judge, that must be more in Duff. Lamed Alef, the law, judge. The hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, which reminds us, we have a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Hektish toes Hektish, with the first example being one who said the black ox which will leave my house first is Hektish, and instead a white ox left first. Beis Shammai say it is Hektish, and Beis Hillel say it is not. Beis Shammai learns Tchilas Hektish Mesof Hektish, that we derive original Hektish from secondary Hektish, meaning Temura, Ma Temura, Afil Batalos, just as Temura is effective even in error, of Hektish Afil Batalos, so to original Hektish is effective even in error. Beis Hillel contend that an original creation of Hektish cannot be derived from a transfer from an existing Hektish. So the hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen, which reminds us, Rav Papa interprets our Mishnah differently. This is the purpose first was said, meaning when it leaves first among the black oxen. Beis Hillel do not agree that this was his intent. According to Rav Papa, Hektish Batalos does not refer here to erroneous Hektish, but to an unclear declaration that is reinterpreted. Rav Papa also understands that Beis Shammai say it is the first black ox to leave, which is Hektish, as opposed to the first understanding that it was the white ox, which actually left first, which is Hektish. So the hairy judge of the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first. So he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. Which reminds us, Abai explains that our Mishnah refers to one who said after oxen left his house, the black ox which left first is Hektish, mistakenly thinking it was his black ox. Upon hearing it was the white one, he said that had he known as much, he would have declared the white one Hektish. The Mishnah is thus a true case of erroneous Hektish. The Gemara proves from the second case that a presumed gold dinar turned out to be silver, that ki makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. When one is makdish, he is makdish stingily. Therefore, it is reasonable that if he would be makdish a gold dinar, he should be satisfied being makdish a silver one. So once again, the hairy judge at the annual ox competition, who declared the black ox which comes out first as the Hektish winner, was embarrassed when a white ox came out first, so he sheepishly explained that he meant the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen. And he was written up in the local paper as the stingiest judge ever when he said that, in hindsight, he would have been makdish the cheaper white ox had he known that it came out first. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazar. Dav Chav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who blew his hairy kazoo, that must be one Dav Chav Zayin. The child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, which reminds us, whereas animals are considered specified because, could you say that a chatzah should be brought as an ola? This is a female and this is a male. Birds are not considered specified and the chatzahs and ola birds need to be specified. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get a tabah, which reminds us, if a father and son were both Nazirim simultaneously, the son may not use his late father's funds. A brisa teaches that if he had unspecified money, they go to Nadavas, and the Gemara determines that blemished animals are considered like unspecified money. So the child who blew his hairy kazoo at two unspecified birds to try to get them to chirp, and then at his late father's unspecified blemished animal to get a tabah, try to cheer up a nazir who just found out he could not be yotze with his deceased father's chatas by blasting his kazoo as loud as he could. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the Torah says karbano, his carbon, regarding the chatas teaching, but karbano hu yotze be'enu yotze be'karbon aviv. Only with his own carbon is he yotze, but not with his father's carbon. The Gemara continues and explains what we learned from karbano being written two more times. Dav chav ches. So the simmer dav chav ches is a strong man. So here goes. The hairy strong man, that must be more in Daf Chavches, Koach. The hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the three mechokes regarding when a husband can no longer be made for his wife's Naziris. The Tanakhama holds it's once the blood of one of her kabbanas was sprinkled. Rabbi Kiva says it's merely after one of the kabbanas is shachted, which is because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim. And Remer holds he can be made for it even after all three kabbanas are brought, because he can say he does not want a wife with a shaved head. So the hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after her chatas was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva's position that he cannot be made for after a carbon is merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, a loss of Kadshim, that's specifically referring to a chatas, because for the Ol and Shlomi, he could let the blood be sprinkled not for its original purpose, and that will permit the meat to be eaten, like we learned from the Kivsei Atzeres. So the hairy strong man who thought he could be made for his wife's Naziris, even after all her kabbanas were brought, broke his barbells in frustration when he found out that he could not even be made for after Ochatos was merely shechted because of Hepsed Kadshim, and saw his son, whom he declared a Nazir, reject his Naziris by shaving his head. Which reminds us, the next mission states that Ish Madres Beno Benazir, a man may declare his son a Nazir, Ve'ena Ish Madres as Beno Benazir, but a woman cannot declare her son a Nazir. And this Naziris may be rejected. How so? If he shaved or his relative shaved him, thus demonstrating an objection to the Naziris, or if he or his relatives protested the Naziris, then the Naziris is void. Dav Chav Tes. So the simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot. Cot? That must be more in Dav Chav Tes. The father made his young son sitting on a hairy cot a nazir to be mechanech him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a father may make his son who is a minor a nazir. Rav Yochanan says halachi b'nazir. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai regarding nazir. Reish Lakish was quoted as saying k'dei l'chanuchu b'mitzvos. The rabbis enacted it for the father to train his son for mitzvahs, as Rosh explains that naziris is an exercise in abstinence. The Gemara explains according to Reish Lakish why only a father can make a son a nazir, why he cannot make his daughter a nazir, and why relatives can protest. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be machanech him, showed him the razor, karbanas, and berchatas, which be used at the end of his naziris, which reminds us. The Gemara explains according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the father can declare his son as a nazir as an act of chinuch, how the father is permitted to have the child's hair shaved and not be over a kavas rosh, how karbanas can be brought on his behalf and not be over on bringing chulin into the azara, and how he could do malika on the chatas bird. So the father who made his young son sitting on a hairy cot, a nazir to be mechanech him, showed him the razor, karbanas, and bird chatas, which would be used at the end of his naziris, and told his older son that he couldn't do the same because he had already reached the age of nadarim, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokes into what age a father can declare a son a nazir. Rebbe says, ad shiyavi shtei sa'aros, until he grows two pubic hairs. Rav Yosi Brei Rav Yehuda says, ad shiyagio knows nadarim, until he reaches the age of nadarim, which is a year before adulthood, when he can declare his own nadarim. Daf Lamed, so the simmer Daf Lamed is a melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The hairy Rebbe, Rebbe, that must be more in Daf Lamed, melamed. The hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Aish Magalecha Nazir's Aviv, a man can shave using his father's Nazir's funds for his Karbanas. Yossi says the case that he may use the funds is where one's father was a Nazir and he designated unspecified money for his Nazir's Karbanas and died, and then the son said, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition I can shave using my father's Nazir's funds. This is the one who can shave using his father's Nazir's. The Gemara explains that this exception to the general rule that one cannot use someone else's designated funds for his karbanas is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Hairy Reb who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds didn't know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing. Which reminds us, Rabba asks, if one had two sons who were Nazirim, what is the halacha? Do we say it's halacha Moshe Misinai and does not follow the laws of inheritance? So whoever accepts Nazir's first shaves using his father's funds, or this was taught as an inheritance and he may use half. Rav inquired if we assume that they split the funds, Bechor Pashut Mai, if there's a firstborn son and an ordinary son, what is the halacha? So the Hairy Rebbe who declared in front of his class that he was a Nazir on condition he can shave using his late father's Nazir's funds did not know what to do when his older brother, the Bechor, entered the classroom and said he had declared the same thing, until one of his prized Talmidim pointed out that his brother cannot, since he is a Nazir Olam. And his father was a Nazir Stam. Which reminds the Gemara, what if the father was a Nazir Olam, and he was a Nazir Stam, or vice versa? Or the father was a Nazir Tahor, and he was a Nazir Tame, or vice versa? What is the halacha regarding using his father's funds? The Gemara leaves these questions as a taker. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know when a person can say, I'm hereby a Nazir on condition, I can shave using my father's Nazir's funds? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one is only Yotzi with his own carbon chattas, not his father's? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we melchos beishem beisil, whether hektish tos hektish, and the case of one declaring the black ox which comes out first is hektish? That's on daf. Lamed Olav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have the question what the halacha is when one has two sons who want to use their father's funds for their Nazirus, where one is the Bechor? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which Daf does Gemara explain how, according to Reish Lakish, when the son is declared as a Nazir, how could he shave his hair and Karbanas be brought? That's on Daf. Chaft. Good. Number 6. Which Daf be the case where the man says that had he known as much, he would have declared the white ox hektish, since ki maktish ba'ain ra maktish, when one is maktish, he's maktish stingily? That's on Daf. Lamedov. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have the question if a son can use his father's funds if he is a Nazir Olam and the father was a Nazir Stam? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that an ashen which was designated for grazing and then shechted as an ola, it is valid as an ola? That's on daf. Chafhe. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the Rapapa says the Mishnah's case is where one said the black ox that leaves first among the black oxen? That's on daf. Lamedov. Good. Number 10. Which that when a father can declare his son a Nazir, but the son can reject it by shaving his hair? That's on Daf. Chafches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.